This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, May 18th. God's word to you today is, what reflection? Our scripture reading is taken from James chapter 1, verses 22 to 24, and it says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. In line with God's word, we will not only look at ourselves in his word, we will evaluate ourselves and change our ways. So today, we begin by evaluating our integrity. Second evaluation, how honest are you? You need to confront yourself with this question, knowing that the second way to win at work is to insist on integrity, and God demands fairness. How honest am I? If you are honest when it is convenient, then on the scale of 1 to 10, you are a 1. If you are always honest, regardless of what the circumstances may be, then you are a 10. With this particular evaluation, there is no room for middle ground. You are either a 1 or a 10. Score yourself and remember unto yourself be true. If you are not truthful to yourself, then it means you cannot find help. Being truthful to yourself is your first step to freedom. Unto yourself be true. Can you see how God's way of winning at work is so far from the world's way of winning? However, God's way of winning is the surest way of winning. The first N in WINNER, an acronym for Solomon's Six Winning Ways, is never make excuses. Proverbs 22:13 says, the lazy man is full of excuses. I can't go to work, he says. If I go outside, I might meet a lion in the street and be killed. The lazy man is not an uncreative person or dumb. The lazy person is actually a very creative person. From this scripture, the lazy person is in his house creating a lion in the street. A sluggard, a lazy person, is actually very creative at accusing and excusing. Have you met people that by the time they are done telling you the story, they have poured all the blame on you? With some others, by the time they are done excusing themselves from the story, they are saints. A pastor met a lady that had not been in church for a while at a grocery store. So naturally, he confronted her. She claimed to have been sick for 3 months. Meanwhile, she looked rather healthy. So she in turn asked the pastor when he was coming to visit her. And he said, "You really don't want to be that sick for me to visit you." Let us pray. Lord, I declare in Jesus' name that I will be a person of integrity and not excuses. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.